Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, you could have been anywhere in the whole TV planet, but you decided to rock with us, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will deliver, but before we do that, gotta send a big shout out to our West Coast crew, Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
what's
up? Hey, y'all.
Now, later, there's a new 007, but it's not Idris Elba. Sorry,
what?
Brad.
Aw, damn, Gina.
Plus, we got Gary on deck to give you a royal report on when Beyonce met Meghan Markle.
Well, y'all, we were all hoping for the sexy Idris Elba to play the next James Bond, but this is just as dope. British actress Lashana Lynch, she's best known for her role in Captain Marvel, has reportedly been cast in the upcoming James Bond film as the first ever black female to take over the 007
wow.
role.
That's right.
Okay, I'm liking this. And according to reports, Daniel Craig is still set to reprise his role as Bond in the upcoming movie. And supposedly, Lynch will come in as a new secret agent character named Nomi and take over his famous code name.
Well, that's not right, though. They should have named her James Etta Bond.
That's stereotypical.
She's not being James. She's just taking over his role.
So yeah, like 007 is like the title for the agent.
Right.
James Bond is the guy's name.
Right. Gotcha, okay.
So she should have been Jamila Bond.
Jane Bond.
Did you remember when Angelina Jolie played Salt?
Yeah.
Y'all remember
yeah.
when she played Salt?
And that was a male character.
Oh, that was a male character originally, and then she played it and murdered it even better. So I think that's what this girl gonna do.
I don't like this
Janet.
At all.
Oh, you
It might sound sexist, but I know, like, I'm not looking forward to the silhouettes of naked guys dancing in the pre-credits. Seriously.
Maybe she'll be a lesbian and there will still be naked women.
I was just about to say, she's probably a lesbian. Or a little bit of both.
She's sexually fluid.
Nah, there you go.
And now she's going to star in Octopenis. It's not going to be Octopus, you know.
She's pan.
Pansexual.
They'll let you know, Idris was the last sexy black man that could have played this part because they ain't even tried to throw nobody else's name in there.
They
just went to a woman.
I could accept Shaquille O'Neal more than I can accept this.
Wow, come on.
Why?
Bond. Gold Bond.
But you...
Well, have you ever heard that white people age like spoiled milk? I'm here to tell you.
And somebody's curdling over here.
You know what? That's so Frank.
Somebody's
awful?
Making butter.
And you drink my butter. So I'm here to tell you that's not necessarily true. And Iggy Azalea says it is. So here's what happened with Iggy Azalea. A fan photoshopped a picture of her and what she might look like when she turns 80 years old. And as I'm looking at the picture, I think if that's her at 80 years old, she looks pretty damn good. I'd be fine with that. Well, Iggy saw the photo and responded to the tweet saying, quote, "Who are we kidding? I'm white. We age like milk. This is me at 50.
Okay.
At 50.
I mean.
That's what she was looking like.
They don't spoil like milk. I've seen a lot of beautiful, tightened up white women at OA.
Yeah, but you never, I mean, you always hear black don't crack. You never hear anything like white about that.
Well, can you make up a saying right now for y'all then?
White is tight. White's still tight. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
What would I say? You hear black don't crack.
White's all right.
White's always right.
Frank and I tried this since we are the, you know, two white people on the show. We wanted to see what we are going to look like at 80 years old. I'm curious, aren't you? Let's see this.
Why your eyeballs poking out?
I look like I want to sell you Kenny Rogers Roasters chicken.
to know when to hold on.
What? I look like Willie Nelson with a thyroid problem.
Colonel Sanders.
That is so good. It looks so real.
The Rambler.
Well, we showed you what we're going to look like. That's our future. That's what you're looking. If Dish Nation is on for another 40-some years... Ooh. That's what Frank and I are going to look like. Do you think you guys will age better than the two of us?
You're talking about the people in this room?
Yeah.
I think Brad's going to look like Gary.
You know, I was thinking I was going to look like Brad, believe it or not.
Well, we don't even have to ask that question. Gary's already 90 and look
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, he ages like fine wine.
Okay, sitting over there.
I blame it on the face cream.
So this time 30 years ago, the movie When Harry Met Sally premiered in theaters, obviously Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. So a deli, Cat's Deli in New York, decided to have a fake orgasm contest to recreate the iconic scene from the movie. Let's see if these people, I guess, have the right stuff.
And it was at that very moment she realized that her dude may be bisexual.
Yeah, I'm like, he did not get her pregnant. That guy did not get her pregnant.
Right. Not at all.
No. Wow. Oh, if I was having sex with that guy, I'd be like, okay. It's obviously not going to happen. We move on.
Because it's obviously not that good. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that was so obviously fake.
Do men get upset when women fake it, or does it y'all still just go with it?
I think you probably find out like later in the game, like versus like not like right during. You know,
later,
the actual
you find
action.
Out she was faking.
Then you just had that long drive home by yourself as you listen to Shiny out the window. Well, damn.
But I would have never done this contest with someone I'm having sex with, because then they would know what my faking sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that's just telling on yourself.
Yeah, so you are admitting, Portia, that you have faked in the past.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
How many percent of times did you fake it?
A percentage?
I am her attorney. Please do not answer that question.
Okay. I'm advising my client.
One time.
Please. Just know that women have done that before, and it may not be just because it wasn't good. It's because, like, hurry up.
Yeah, but, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Sleep and that's it.
Oh,
okay.
Lord. Selfish Portia.
Portia, I get
mine
to hurry up.
Portia, do you suspect that any guys you were with also faked it?
Well, men can't really fake it because there is actually proof.
No, they can.
Yeah, we can.
Patrick, how do you fake it? Because you look like you fake it.
You hit him with, like, you know, that taser shake a little bit.
The winner of the orgasm contest, or the fake orgasm contest, wins a Harry Met Sally shipping package worth $135.
Heidi, can you fake it? Because I know you want that package.
Oh, $135?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll pay all your bills.
Go ahead, girl.
She'll do anything for a pastrami sandwich.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, baby.
No, don't. Please hurry up and give this bitch a t-shirt and a tote bag and get me up out of here.
I'm about to follow you from a whole other account.
Actually, guys, that was me. Actually, guys, that was me. Heidi's going to do hers now, okay?
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow. You should get an Oscar for that.
Yeah,
you deserve more than $135 for that.
Well, honey, thank you, Brad.
She'd have to use an Oscar for that.
About when the Queen Bee met the Duchess of Sussex. So don't you move.
Dish Nation. Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Monica Lewinsky's back in the news, and it is not for her headhunting skills.
Uh-uh.
Ooh. What other kind of skills she got?
Well, for those who don't know, Monica Lewinsky was the White House intern that had an inappropriate relationship with President Bill Clinton.
And saved the dress that he went on.
Literally blew his mind.
Okay.
Well, this past weekend, author Adam Grant tweeted, "What's the worst career advice you've ever received?" And Monica responded, "Internship at the White House would be amazing on your resume."
Oh, so she wants us to talk about this again.
She does.
She's being real messy with that one.
This is her only claim to fame. Uh-huh. What else do you know Monica Lewinsky for?
First person to suck at their job and it actually worked out for
their job.
Okay, you peasants, it's time for Gary's Royal Report. Yes, baby, this is the talk of the world, darling. Yes, because royalty has met royalty.
Yes. Ooh.
Now, my cousin, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Miss Meghan McCall, and her husband, Prince Harry, made their red carpet debut this past weekend at the Lion King premiere in London. This beautiful town and grace Beyonce and Jay-Z with their presence.
As he sips tea.
Yes. Now, the ladies shared a heartfelt embrace as Queen Bee and Jay-Z congratulated the couple on baby Archie.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what they were talking about.
Yes, this makes me happy because I know these are the first black people Megan probably hugged.
No.
This is true.
But it is. Think about it. She ain't had that kind of swag around her in a minute, y'all. She came from America. Now she over there being all royal.
Yeah.
So now, you know, you get to be with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
She living
this brought
right
her
now.
Cool points
it
on.
Brought
this,
it
like,
back.
Brought her swag
but
to the black people.
But Beyonce needs to know protocol.
What's protocol?
She approached Megan. Megan's supposed to approach her first.
No, really? Beyonce can do what she... Whatever. I'm not going
to
wait on Megan to approach me if I'm around. I'm going to be like, what's up, Megan? What's happening? How you doing?
Securities.
Well, y'all, you know what they say. The show must go on. And like the rock star she is, Cyndi Lauper showed everyone how a real performer bounces back. Okay, y'all, recently Cyndi decided... Yes. Oh, don't do that. Yes, she's still performing, Portia. Well, y'all, recently Cyndi decided to take off her shoes while performing and had a big oops moment when she stepped on a bee while singing her hit song, She Bop. But the 80s icon didn't miss a beat. Take a look.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. Well, y'all, Cyndi handled that like the true vet she is, and she posted the incident to her social media account with the caption, "Mess with the danger zone, and I got stung. Maybe the nuns were right after all. Poor little guy." Now, is it me, or did she look a bit disheveled after the bee stung her?
She looked a little confused.
This ain't the show Must Go On.
No.
This half a sat on the stage with her foot out and pulled it up like she was about to bite
us.
You gotta give her props for being able to multitask because she was doing that, but she was singing the song.
But she
as
was
she
like, but the only bop, she bop, yeah, we bop, we bop. The only thing I could think was, please, Lord, let me be that talented to be that lazy and still get money.
She took the shoes off,
that's why she got stung.
Right.
And that beat wouldn't hit nothing about no damn she bopping. That's why it stung her.
Poor thing. She's still getting the bag, though, huh?
Sure is.
I'm not mad at her. Girls just want to have fun.
All right, guys, coming up, being a toddler can be a little bit stressful. So we're going to show you how DJ Khaled makes sure his son Asad lives a stress-free life. All that and more coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey. Oh, thank you. Now, we all know that DJ Khaled's son, Asad, has been living his best life. I mean, a life that most two-year-olds can't even dream of. Red carpets, private jets, concerts, daycare sex. And that life can be stressful.
Wait, what? Daycare sex?
I'm just making sure y'all pay attention.
We are. Oh,
now we are.
Okay. And that life can be stressful. So Khaled makes sure Asad doesn't get too stressed out. Now, how does he do that?
How?
Getting that massage, huh, little boy? Living that life, huh? Whatever you want to do, you do it. I got you.
Do you realize how, like, like better posture kids would have if they got massages early, you know? Like,
no, here, Craig, they body's not even shaped yet.
Who's even paying attention to the baby's posture? Like, that video just called me broke.
And this baby ain't got not a sore muscle, ain't got ailments or nothing. Just is fine. Just it feel good, I guess. He ain't even enjoying it. He like,
do you realize how stressful riding a tricycle can be if he's doing that?
It's a lot on him.
All right, guys, so you know we all have to travel a lot for work, and I think everyone has some sort of flying ritual, right?
Yeah.
Well, supermodel Naomi Campbell might be taking things a bit too far by doing this.
Get to work. All this stuff. Anything that you put your hands on, that you have to... Everything.
Miss Campbell slept with allegedly billionaires. Bitch, get your own plane.
Well, that's why she's doing it, because she's used to being on a private flight, so when she has to ride with us peasants, she has to wipe it down, okay?
All that damn wiping down, that's ridiculous. No, now, I know you and Ricky does.
Gary,
that,
if but, somebody, no, especially after getting on the plane behind your ass with your booger picking ass.
Yeah, I was just about
like,
to
no,
say.
No,
it, bitch, you would never get behind me. You fly first class, bitch, I be in coach.
Whatever.
We would never fly
it don't matter. I sat next to a man that picked his nose the entire time, and I want to throw up the entire time.
That's the same way they wipe down your area when you leave. Everyone knows. I don't know if they tell you that. We know you pick boogers and such.
People come through with the hazmat
suits. They really do. Every day.
All right, so you know what time it is.
It's deal time.
So we got a great deal for you that we shot earlier. Take a look. All right, guys, I got a product that can keep you healthy on the go. It's the Vremi 300-watt high-powered personal blender. It's a single-serve compact electric blender. It has a 20-ounce capacity cup, which is ideal for making marinades, baby formula, salad dressings, or to emulsify soup or smooth liquids. Now inside the blender is four sharp blades built into the blade cap, the chopped seeds and nuts, and a large range of fresh or frozen ingredients.
Oh, now, hey, Kirk, tell me more.
Ooh. Well, Gary, after blending, you can take the handheld travel jar bottle off the base, remove bottom, blade cap, replace with seal, and sip through the leak-proof lid. It's the perfect size to take all your protein shakes, your smoothies, and all that good stuff wherever you have to go. And it also includes a thick 20-ounce portable blender container cup made of BPA-free Triton plastic.
Okay, HK, I need me one of these. Now, how much is it?
Well, Brad, the Vremi 300-watt high-power personal blender has been seen for as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$19.
$19?
Yeah, man. Oh, my God.
You better go to MorningSave.com and tell Dish Nation sent you.
More Dish Nation after the break, so don't you move.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, when you think about the 80s, you, of course, have to think about Hall & Oates. They were superstars back in the day. With songs like Maneater and Private Eyes. Well, they recently played a gig in Holland, and John Oates summed it up with this picture and caption saying, quote, playing the Boss Pop Festival in Holland, personalized toilets, we have arrived.
It's weird how John Oates got the smaller toilet.
I thought that too.
They should have just put a mustache on the tank, and then he would have known it was his.
He's like, Daryl Hall's name always went first. Now he's got the bigger commode. This is just unfair.
Yeah, maybe he eats so many oats that he has trouble going. I don't know. Is oats like a binder or a fiber? I don't even know.
I think it could work as both. Now, also, I've never been to Holland, so I don't know, but those look like microphones on the side. Are they expected to do the concert from the facilities?
I think when you get to a certain age, you never know when you have to go. So yeah, it's like,
we're
you
just
know.
Going to do it from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go for that.
You're a rich girl.
You know, this is more of like a Private Eyes situation.
Yes. Can we not be like, Private Eyes?
It turns out they're watching
you. They see your every movement.
We've never experienced this. Have you ever had a personalized toilet like this is yours?
I have a personalized toilet at home, per the wife's request.
Oh, that's
it's like
Dad's.
On the other side of the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's Dad's personalized toilet.
It also says Hall & Oates on the door. Isn't that weird? That's weird, right? Why?
It actually says Ball and Scrubs.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.